A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The KSL Giveathon partners right now with KSL News Radio and Inside Sources.
Now we're in the maintenance phase where I just have to go into the hospital once or twice a month.
Here's our host, Boyd Matheson.
Sitting in for Boyd Matheson today, I'm Marty Carpenter, joined by Greg Skordis. And today is Giving Tuesday. KSL is continuing its annual Giveathon blitz to raise money for kids at Primary Children's Hospital. Scarlett is an active kindergartner who has an undiagnosed genetic disorder. This causes her to have some developmental delays and seizures.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I was pregnant with Scarlett, we found out that she was missing the middle portion of her brain, but they did say there was a chance that she could have another genetic disorder. And as soon as she was born, we knew right away that something else was going on. Dr. Bonkowski got us into genetic testing, and from there we found that she has a few abnormalities, but unfortunately they don't know anything about those genes, and we may never know. Scarlett may be the one who helped someone else out down the road. We weren't sure if she would walk or she would talk. We just kind of treated her as if she had another disorder that was comparable, like cerebral palsy, and so we just take it day by day. Dr. Bonkowski, we've been with him since the beginning. He was even part of the team when she was first diagnosed when I was pregnant. So she started seeing him right on day one, and he's been wonderful. There are a lot of kids out there who don't know what they have or what their condition is. When Dr. Bonkowski presented us with the information on the Heredia gene, I was really excited. Not because I thought that it was going to help out Scarlett. I knew that it wouldn't specifically help out her. But Scarlett is where she is today because of the advancements in medicine. And so it's a small part that I could play by participating and helping out the future. Even now, with as well as Scarlett is doing, we don't really know what her functionality will be and how independent will she be as she's an adult. Obviously, when you have a child, you hope for this future she can have that's just like yours, if not better, and that might not be the case. So that is hard, but it's also a blessing. She's now walking and she's talking, and those are things we just weren't sure she would do. So we're overwhelmed with joy with what she does. We just can't help but smile. She really is the sunshine in our home.
Oh, you make me smile.
Wow, that was hard to listen to. You can donate by visiting kslkids.com or text the word SMILE to 57500. And don't forget to thank J&J Garden Center next time you're there for being our Smile Maker sponsor.
And the Giveathon is set for tomorrow, so much more coming up on programming across the KSL families tomorrow as well. So, you know, Greg, we talked about it as we were listening to Scarlett's story there, and your heart just goes out to kids who have to go through something like that and their families who have to go through something like that, because we've both been there. We both have had kids who've been at primaries for different issues at different times in their lives. And I can just say from my own personal experience that when you go through something, whether it compares to what we just heard about Scarlett, or whether it's, you know, hopefully more minor. Boy, when you get up there into those facilities and see the way that those kids are cared for, I just walk away thinking nothing I do in life is all that important, because doctors who help kids are really doing the most important work that can be done.
Yeah, and I don't think that we appreciate here in Utah just how great of a facility Primary Children's Medical Center is. I mean, it's a national model. It's certainly one of the best children's facilities in the West. I mean, people are flying here from all over, and we're fortunate to have it right up here on the hill. It's a beautiful facility. We both unfortunately had to go there for our own children over the years, and it was so nice, so comforting for my wife and I to have that facility to go to, and the quality of the care that's up there, and it's world class.
Yeah, I'm sure you probably had a similar experience, but I remember being in a waiting room at one point and just striking up conversation with another set of parents who were there waiting for their child, and or for news from the doctors about their child, and they had come from, you know, Montana to come down and use the facilities there. So you're right, to have it in our backyard is such an advantage. So one more time, you can donate now by visiting kslkids.com. That's kslkids.com, or text the word SMILE to 57500. And again, don't forget to thank J&J Garden Center for being our Smile Maker sponsor, and the Giveathon coming up tomorrow. We're back with more on Inside Sources after this.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby?
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.